Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are continuing this week with a series called The Power of the Tongue. The power of your words is a key to victorious Christian living, which is often overlooked by many in the body of Christ. We're going to continue our study on this subject of the power of the tongue by looking at James chapter 3, verses 2 through 5. We read this, "For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word," or another translation says, "in what he says, he is a perfect man, also able to bridle the whole body. Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. Look also at ships, although they are so large and are driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things." Do you realize that your life will follow the direction of your words? It's important to understand that you're steering the ship of your life with your tongue. James 3 compares the tongue to two direction-giving objects. The first one was that bridle in the horse's mouth, which can turn the whole body of the horse. And the second part was the rudder on a ship, which can turn a very large ship wherever the captain determines. Each of us has the bridle or the rudder of our lives under our control. The Weymouth translation of this scripture says, "In whatever direction the will of the man at the helm determines." James 3:2 indicates that anyone who does not stumble in word or never stumbles in speech, or the Message translation says, "does not offend in speech and never says the wrong things, whose speech was perfectly true." Those various translations all sum up the very same thing. A person's word is very, very important. And a person who can speak the way God wants them to speak will live a very successful life. The Vine's Expository Dictionary of New Testament Words translates the word body that's used in that verse where it says that the body can be turned or bridle the whole body, it says in James 3:2. That word body means the complete man. You are able to control your body or curb your nature and direct your complete man by the words that you speak. This is a spiritual law that's illuminated through these scriptures. Does your body need to be put under control in some area, and some part of your nature need to be curbed, restrained, or held in check? The words of your mouth have the power to do it. Many people don't recognize this, or they laugh this off by saying, "oh, it's not that important what I say." And they'll joke around. Maybe they have a weight problem and they'll say, "oh, I can gain weight just walking past a bakery." Well, that's the type of speech that you don't want to engage in if your goal is to lose weight, because you're putting a harness on your own self or a weight or a yoke upon yourself when you speak words that literally curse yourself from the direction you really want to go in. Person with a weight problem wants to be able to say, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, including lose weight." And so you need to watch yourself and do a check, a speech check, by the illumination of the Holy Spirit. Ask God to show you, am I speaking things in my life that are contrary to the Word of God and bringing a snare in my own life? God wants you to speak words that line up with His words. And I like to call those kind of words faith words. Faith words are verbal expressions of trust, reliance, and confidence in God, in God's Word, and in His character. these verbal expressions reflect your agreement with God's word, what it says about you, what it says about everything that pertains to your life. Faith words will say things that God's word says, like, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Or when you're in a financial situation that's difficult, faith words don't say we're going to go bankrupt. Faith words say, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. Faith words will never say, I am so confused. Faith words instead will say, I have the mind of Christ. Faith words won't say, I am so anxious, I'm so fearful about this situation and what's going to happen. Instead, faith words will say, I have peace that surpasses my understanding of my situation. Faith words will never say, I'll never get the victory over this situation. Instead, faith words will speak, I am more than a conqueror in all areas of my life, and Jesus leads me in triumph in all things. Faith words will never say, it looks like it's going to get worse from here. Faith words instead will say, I walk by faith and not by sight. You know, fear is on every side in our generation. We are tempted continuously through the media, through newspaper accounts of what's happening in the world today, to fear. And Satan would like you to engage in his very calculated strategy to become fearful or to take on the spirit of fear that was not from God. And he'll do it by trying to get you to say, I am so afraid of my future, or I'm so afraid my children are going to be hurt, or I'm so afraid to go out at night, or I'm so afraid to go into the city alone. Instead, God's word encourages us to speak what God speaks. Say what God says about you. In the Psalms, we find these words, I do not fear. I do not fear. Over and over, the psalmist said, I will not fear what man can do to me. And over, we see David the psalmist having victory. And he had every natural reason to fear. And yet he would speak what God wanted him to speak, that he would not fear. And God wants you to take up in your mouth the word of God about every situation you encounter. God wants you to let peace rule in your heart. But if you're always saying, I'm so anxious, I'm so confused, I'm so afraid about what's going to happen, I can't rest, I'm worried about my kids, you are not allowing God's word to have preeminence in your life, but instead you're letting Satan's suggestions about your future, that things are going to go bad, that your children are going to turn out wrong, that your children are going to be harmed. You're letting Satan's whispered lies dominate you, then you will not receive what you want from God. God wants you to agree with his word and trust in him by speaking out the word of God. Say, I let God's peace rule my heart, and I refuse to worry about anything because I have cast all my cares upon God since he cares for me. Those are words of faith, and those faith words will keep your life on God's course. Now, suppose you are tormented by the past, perhaps mistakes you've made, perhaps sins you committed in the past. What would God have you say? Would he have you say, oh, I feel so bad, I'm so guilty, my past is so awful, it's amazing God even saved me? Heavens no. God would have you say, I am a new creation in Christ. The old me is gone. The new recreated me is now here in right standing with God, free from guilt and shame of the past, because I've been made the righteousness of Christ. It's time for a paradigm shift in your life. If you have been among the multitudes of Christians who have continued to speak exactly the way you spoke before you got born again and filled with the Spirit, you need to make a shift to begin to embrace what God's word says about you and begin to say what God's word says about you. The power of your words is inestimable. God knows your words will change you, but he wants you to use his word. His amazing, powerful word will make a difference in your life, but you have to put his word in your mouth. So it is vital. You need to believe God's word that you can steer the ship of your life with your own tongue. But he doesn't want you to just say any old thing. He wants you to say what his word says about you, about your situation, about your family, about your future. Mark 11, 22 and 23 says, "So Jesus answered and said to them, 'Have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says.'" Jesus teaches here that what people say with their mouth, they get manifested in their life if they believe it and they don't doubt in their heart. This can work in the positive or in the negative. You can get what God wants you to have by believing God's word and confessing God's word with your mouth, or you can have exactly what the world and the devil will say you will end up having if that's what you believe and that's what you say. Won't you line up your words with the word of God today so you can have exactly what God says belongs to you? If you continue to say what you see, which is what the rest of the world does. They look at their situation and they say exactly what they see. Things are going south. Well, that is exactly what you'll get. Charles Capp said it best when he said, "As long as you say what you have already, you will have what you say. It'll produce no more than what you say." You can see that you've set a spiritual law in motion. God wants you to have victory, and the power of the tongue and the understanding of that scriptural principle will give you victory in your life. Take a hold of it today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.